I'm probably gonna have to make a really long dabber. Or, you know what? I think I have some connects. My parents brought my old connects from New York. I probably could build a crane with like a lowering mechanism that I could lower the dab down to the bottom of the 12-foot bong and like put the dab right into the nail. 'Cause I got nails that are really wide. I have nails that are like 50 mil wide that I could probably throw a dab in it from 12 feet up, honestly. Or a fishing pole. Why don't I even build a crane, dude? A fishing pole with the dab on it, dude. I'll fucking get a titanium hook. They probably sell titanium hooks for fishing. I bet you for like saltwater fish, like catching them biggins. I bet you they got them titanium hooks out there, bro. I'm about to get a titanium hook and I'll fucking fish it down to the nail. I'll have to figure out how I'm gonna cap it too. That's gonna be a whole nother thing, dude. I don't even know. Well, I guess if it's already capped, if it's a Slurpee, I could lower it down onto my big Slurpee. I do have a giant Slurpee. I could totally do that. Episode 150, I think. That's where we are. That's nuts. Let this cool down a little bit. All right, sweet. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 150. We are less than a week away from our Patreon sesh here at the shop. 710 sesh. I got a 12-foot straight tube I've made with like this huge base, big inline perk. If you want to come to that sesh, meet the crew, hang out with a bunch of like-minded people, and enjoy some donated terps from a bunch of different companies around Colorado, and just, yeah, see all the glass, we're going to have a drop. If you want to do all that, we have giveaways in person. There's going to be too much happening. If you want to be part of all of that, just go over to patreon.com/Bear Mountain Studios, join that, and you'll have ticket access right there. And we are going to open up a few more tickets this upcoming week before the event, so that anyone that wanted to, that just found out about it or was waiting, there will be a couple extra available. So yeah, gonna be a really good time. Been working my ass off, building out this whole new space so we can provide more room for activities and fun times. Puffco has sent me a bunch of Puffco Peak Pros with the 3D XL chambers so that I can have all the different like peak attachments on one table, of all the different RBRs, a bunch of prototype work. And like I said, we'll be giving away a shit ton of glass and just running a lot of experiments. And I'm super excited to do that with everybody. I waited too long, I'll miss my dab. But it's gonna be an awesome time. So again, if you wanna be part of that, it is a private event. It is for Patreon members. And yeah, just to join it, patreon.com/Bear Mountain Studios. And we'll fucking have some fun. We also do giveaways every month on the Patreon of like glass and stuff. And we do it on our Patreon Instagram because can't really give away stuff on Patreon. I think they consider that gambling. But on the Instagram, because you're not paying for the Instagram, we can do giveaways on there. So crazy how much shit you learn about as you start trying to run a business and being legitimate. And even if your intentions are good, you'll be like, oh, so that's illegal? Even if I'm just trying to give something away, it's like, oh yeah, okay. There's so many like little like finite details when running a business. It just goes to show you how many people have been sued before you, and now there's all these rules. Like anytime there's a new rule made, it's just made to protect someone from getting sued. It's a loophole for someone that can afford it. You know what I mean? You don't really need that many rules unless you're trying to break them. It's like rules, when you have a society with a crazy amount of rules, it's almost like set up in a way for those rules to be manipulated. That's why there's so many of them, because there's all these loopholes. If there was just one rule, don't be an asshole, you know, things would probably be pretty simple. But it's more complicated than that, right? Taking a little dab on a 14 mil honey jar recycler here. Got a little 10 mil converter in it because I don't know where my favorite 14 mil nail is right now. So we're rocking the 10 mil on this. Got some green dot today as well, like always. Recently had someone stop by the shop and they're like, why do you have like all this green dot? Like, why don't you have like this person or this grower? Because like there's obviously really heady hash out there that's from like private growers and stuff like that. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I would love to have those super crazy heady, like, you know, whatever the new thing is or everyone that everyone's loving. But like, I don't have time to like go meet up with someone or go like sit at someone's house or like try to coordinate some sort of meetup. Like what's convenient for me is just to hit the dispensary, and Green Dot's the best stuff at the dispensary. Back in the day before I had a child and a business of this capacity, I had time to just go sit at someone's house or find a good hash or drive far for whatever's hype. But nowadays I kind of just got to fit it in when I can. The dispensary is very, very convenient, and Green Dot kills it. Yeah. I can't believe I've been making these 11 years. Still making them. They've come so far. It's earlier today. I was driving into work, and I was just thinking about, like, for some reason, just like I heard a song from like a time period and had like a flashback to a time when like I had some family members, cousins that lived about an hour and a half from me back in the day in upstate New York. And I remember one time they hit me up because they're like, hey, like, we have this family member that, like, wants concentrates. They have, like, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was some sort of cancer or, like, something with their eyes or something. But they had a family member that wanted concentrated cannabis. And they're like, we have weed, but we don't, like, know how to make it into concentrates. And I was like, all right, I'll be there in, like, a couple hours. And, like, me, I have, like, this whole kit back in like 2010 or 2009, I had like this whole kit at my house with like a vacuum pump, a fucking steel pot, and like an acrylic top that went on it. And you put it on a hot plate and then you put it under pressure and keep it at like low temp and, you know, back off the butane if you're making hydrocarbon extracts or blasting butane. Back when Vector didn't smell like anything, now Vector cans smell like an ass. Like back in the day, they didn't smell like anything, so you could blast your... It was like the cleanest butane you could use to like open blast, you know, through your fucking tube and make your own hash. But I remember them contacting me and me like making a house call to go make hash with some weed someone had for their family member, which I was like, oh, this is cool. Like someone needs this, not because they just want to get high. This is like someone I'm trying to help with my skill. I can make hash. And like, it was a cool moment. I just like thinking about it now though. I'm like, I was so ignorant back then. I like loaded up my car with this stuff and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to drive a couple hours away and go out. I'm like, dude, you had like basically like a fucking, what some may see is like maybe like a lab to make illegal concentrated substances, which is no bueno. Like can't be doing that. Gosh, it was such a different time, but I remember like going there and making it and like purging. I'm like, yeah, this shit's going to need to purge for like at least a couple days. And, like, I had the vac running and, like, because I would just leave it going for, like, literally, like, 2 or 3 days. Sometimes more, depending on how much was in there. On a low temp and just, you know, you make, like, sugar wax or shatter. Depending on what the strain would put out, every strain was a little bit differently, the way the resin, you know, it's all the way down to, like, how it was cured, if it was fresh, if it was already dried. You know what I mean? There's all these different variables that depend on what that end material is going to look like. But... yeah, it was so trippy, like, just making, like, hash like that back then, because no one even really knew what it was in upstate New York. So, like, people, like, just knew what weed was, and, like, dabbing was even, like, what people knew about dabbing in those areas were people that watched YouTube and would see maybe some videos from the CCC or, like, Gil from Weed Maps or Token Daily or any of those people, RIP Token Daily. But, yeah, it's just crazy, like, how normal it was to me back then, but it's because I was just playing World of Warcraft all day and then sitting on YouTube in between raids or PvP arena matches and shit and just watching videos of people smoking hash or trying hash from all different dispensaries or growers. It was all California based too, and like Token Daily was Colorado, but like back then it was like really mainly a California thing, at least from what I was watching, like all the way in the glass too. Like back then, I was seeing all the glass, and, like, to me, I was like, fuck, that's why I wanted, like, a Toro or a Sovereignty so bad, because that's, like, what these heady California people were smoking on, and I love just watching videos of the concentrates just, like, melting and stuff like that. Like, it was such, like, I was so into it, and I was like, why was I, like, so into that, and no one else around me was, but it was definitely trippy, like making hash for family members or people, and like having that random skill just because I like was obsessed with concentrates. And this was at a time when like concentrates were not, they were so far away. They were thousands of miles away from me. They were so far. Like now, like you can fucking get concentrates in New York State either legally or illegally. It's up to you. I mean, now it's just like around. And it's like, it's crazy how the glass really grew around those concentrates too, though. You know what I mean? Like I remember back when everything had metal joints on it because domeless titanium nails were a thing, and we had to make pieces that you could put the nail on, so we had male joints and everything. Even though female joints are way more aesthetically pleasing, they're thicker, they're more of like what you should have on the finished larger object. Like the fitting should be on the actual replaceable thing. Just like you wouldn't have your actual wheel like permanently mounted to the tire. You want to be able to replace the tire. You don't want to have to replace the whole wheel every time you need new tires. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how fittings, I look at that. There's like fittings that are meant to be like permanent, and then there's fittings that get worn down or broken easier, or you know, they're, I'd rather have the receptacle on the actual finished piece than, you know, the little prongs to the plug. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so much change has happened around like the concentrates and stuff. Like I just, fuck dude, there's like, I remember one time, like I think maybe it was 2010, or yeah, it had been 2010, but I'm like on my porch, like open blasting, making some hash, you know, getting ready for a fun weekend of smoking hash and playing World of Warcraft or whatever I was doing. And fucking, I hear, all of a sudden I hear children behind me, dude. And I fucking turn around and there's all these kids dressed up in costumes. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, trick or treat. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I didn't even realize it was fucking Halloween, dude. I was so in my own world that I had no idea it was fucking Halloween. That's, since 2010, I've basically been a hermit. Anyway, since I moved home from New York City back to upstate New York, like, I, like, literally all I've done is focus on, like, hash and weed stuff. And then that's where glass kind of started happening for me. By the time 2013 came around, I'd been so immersed in growing and concentrates for 3-4 years that, like, I, like, wanted more. And then I started getting obsessed with the glass. And then I started collecting glass. And then all of a sudden there wasn't glass that I had ideas for glass and I couldn't buy it. And I was like, why doesn't someone do it like this or try this? I want to try this. And so for me, just because of how obsessed I was with the terps or the flowers and the hash and all the things with weed, it was like the glass just kind of developed from there too. And it really reflects, same with the glass scene. I feel like the glass scene has blown up so much since, you know, the introduction of concentrates to the general public. And yeah, I know there's like dips in the scene or dips in any like the weed market or the glass market or this or that, but like the facts are is way more people are aware now. And like when this first was happening and coming around, like in 2014-15 is when I'd say like dabbing started becoming way more like people knew what it was in colleges and shit like that. They didn't, wouldn't necessarily do it, but they knew what it was. They would be like, oh, that person's dabbing. I've seen or heard about that or whatever. It's just like crazy to see like how much has like, just how common it's become. I don't know. I don't know. It's trippy, dude. Sorry. I got distracted by this piece of glass. I thought that I didn't, you know, like I was looking at this piece and I thought like, I was like, oh, did I not flatten this Maria like the rest? But this isn't a Maria. It's the bottom of the joint. I was like, what's going on here, dude? I took 2 dabs before this episode and then 1 right when it started. So I'm like really stoned right now. So I'm going to keep getting stoned. But yeah, it's really cool to see how much the market has changed and grown. And I'm excited for the next boom. Like the next, what's the next trending thing or what's the next thing with weed that like I'm going to learn about and then be like, damn, in a couple of years, like maybe like this will be a general public knowledge thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the next thing is. I feel like weed was pretty much like the same for, you know, thousands of years, and like maybe in the last 10-15 years it's like changed a lot, like as far as like how people are really into genetic breeding, and there's all these different seed companies from the concentrate makers for people, like just everything. And like I'm like, we've like, you know, when people talk about like, oh, like we must have had like some sort of contact with aliens because we've developed so much technology since the 1950s to now so rapidly, when we used like the same technology for thousands of years without any changes. How has so much changed in the last fucking 50 years or whatever? And I'm like, it's kind of the same thing with the weed thing, though. I don't think it's aliens, but it's like when there's enough of us working on something that we think is pretty fucking sick, we develop it really quickly. I wonder if like thousands of years ago, people didn't develop anything farther than the horse and carriage and swords because they were like, fucking swords are sick, dude. This horse and carriage is dope. Like, we don't need anything else. Like, but all of a sudden when some guy like develops a car, a couple brothers like glide a plane down a hill, like everyone's like, wait, we can do that? And then we all start working on this new problem. So maybe progression's directly correlated to us realizing that we can do more than we know. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it doesn't take aliens like giving us technology from a crash ship in Roswell or something. Maybe it just takes people realizing we're capable of more than we realize. So then we all work on some crazy problem together and develop it really quickly. However, we probably had some sort of, we found something. We probably had something going on there, dude. There's too much weird stuff. I mean, you look at, there's like the original, one of the earliest crashes in Italy in the 1930s. I mean, why do you think Hitler wanted to like work with Italy? They were like, the Italians contacted the Nazis. They were like, dude, we found this crazy fucking thing. We need you guys because we know you Germans have some crazy technology. Is this yours? Is this one of your ships we found or something? And Germany goes, no, but we want to come. Let's work with you and learn about this ship you found. Look into that crash in Italy in the 1930s. That's pre-Roswell. Roswell was Americans' version. China has their version that happened, I think, in the 1950s or 1960s. Like, there's been things that have crashed. I don't know if it's aliens. Could be, you know, hyper-terrestrial. You know what I mean? Instead of extraterrestrial, instead of it being something that's from a faraway place, it could be something that's from our planet that we're just now able to observe. You know what I mean? Maybe we've been too busy looking at other things, or maybe our ability to observe things has gotten better, so now we're starting to see these things. Maybe our instruments for measuring and recording information have gotten better over the last 100 years, so now we're able to record things and have, you know, discussions about it. But I don't know. Who knows? Either way, I don't think the weed scene grew from aliens, but maybe technology in our, you know, modern society has some sort of you know, maybe we found a piece to something and we back engineered it. Who knows? I don't know. I'm sure that's what people thought about, like, folks who were blowing glass 2,000 years ago. They're like, they're fucking wizards. Probably, like, have, like, you know, some help from the gods or something, or aliens, or they didn't call them aliens back then. Been watching too much YouTube lately. Been working a lot. Try not to watch too much YouTube because, you know, start saying stuff like that, you know what I mean? But hey, it's fun. It's fun to think about. I like thinking about stuff like that because for me, it's like adult, like an adult version of imagination and fantasy. Like when you were a kid, when you have ideas or like, you know, really use your imagination or play pretend with your friends and stuff like that. I think that when you start getting older, maybe your first taste of growing up is that imagination fleeting a little bit and not feeling as creative or feeling like you know too much. And then when you find something like some of these like alternative theories of like how things are happening, it lets your brain start opening up new neural pathways and getting excited again. Be like, ooh, I don't know about that. That gives me an idea. That doesn't mean that it's real, but it gives you the ability to feel as if you're a kid again, the sense of wonder and imagination. So if you watch Ancient Aliens and get excited, know what you're getting excited at. You're getting excited at the idea that there's more to this world and you don't know everything and you can think of cool abstract ideas and maybe help that like correlate and everything makes sense to you. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter if there's aliens, doesn't matter if the earth is like flat or what fucking shape it is. What matters is your personal experience right now and the existence you're experiencing just right now. You know, not tomorrow, not what already happened, just right now. Aliens don't change that. The only thing I think, like, if aliens came down and they're like, no more property taxes or something like that, everyone would be like, whoa, like, that's insane. But if aliens came down right now, people would be like, how much is that going to cost me? Like, what's that do to my taxes? Like, now that those fucking guys are here, like, what's that going to cost? I think most Americans and most people in the world would feel like that right now. They'd be like, that's cool, great, the aliens here. Is that going to make, do I have to pay rent next week still? What about that credit card payment? Is that still a thing or is that now more expensive? Do you need the money quicker now? Is my interest gone up because the aliens are here? Like, it's like, is the property tax has gone down because now their ship is blocking half of the yard? Like, I don't know. These are the questions I have for extraterrestrials. It's like, what's it going to do to the property taxes? You know? I'm like, that's great. That's great. You guys come from Alpha Centauri. Okay. 24,000 light years away. Great. Happy. Oh, you're from the Pleiades. Okay. Our ancient ancestors. Great. Don't care. What's it going to cost? That's, I think, what most people would care about at the end of the day. There's probably most people actually would freak out in some sort of existential, like, religion and their thought of life and all that. I'm already past all that. I'm at the point now where I'm like, don't care if you guys exist or not. Like, as long, if you affect my ability to do what I'm doing, then I'll care. But, like, yeah, you guys can just exist out there. That's totally chill. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about aliens? Been watching too much on aliens lately. I grew up, though, with sci-fi. I grew up watching Star Wars and Star Trek and had a dad that was really into sci-fi stuff, you know? Fucking, it's cool. I'm glad I grew up with that shit. But I meet people all the time that didn't watch anything like that growing up. They watched, you know, just football or movies, which is sick. Like, I couldn't tell you one thing about football. I know nothing about it. But I grew up, like, with just so much, like, you know, watching, like, Dune even when I was a kid. Like, everything. Like, there's so many different movies and stories and ideas around the sci-fi genre that I feel like are, like, equivalent to taking psychedelics where it opens your mind, you know? It gives you, like, especially when you learn about space itself, you're like, you know, you don't know. Like, everything could exist. Like, I've gone so far down the rabbit hole before where it's like, you watch Star Wars and it's like, yeah, like, George Lucas didn't make this up. Like, if he thought of it, he didn't create it out of thin air. It's like, even if to him, he was like, oh, I got this cool idea, Luke and a lightsaber, sick. Even if he didn't realize it, but that thought existing means that that's a scenario that could exist on the scale of the universe. That means that somewhere in a galaxy far, far away, that shit's happening or has happened. It doesn't mean that George Lucas didn't imagine it and make up the whole thing. It just means that the fact that he thought of it means it now exists. Because what if that's what humans are? What if we are, like, these things that just generate thought? And when we actually generate thought, even if we can't make the thing, just the fact of us thinking about it, it creates it in the universe. I don't know. Because I think our purpose might be, like, more than we think here. Who knows, though? Aliens are weird. Like I said, too much YouTube lately. Let me warm this up. Too much YouTube. But, dude, check it out. That YouTube is pretty fun if you're bored. If you got nothing to do. If you're not trying to listen to audiobooks or something educational. If you're just trying to fucking freak out. There's a lot of stuff on there to freak you out. Well, I'm going to take a dab on something else, though. I'm just going to heat it up on the honey jar. I'm going to take a dab on a terp hammer, an RTH 10mm mini recycling terp hammer. Got this Telemagenta Sunset Slime one right here. It's going to be in this weekend's Sunday sale. Oh, yeah, Sunday sale this weekend. Yeah, I have a glass blowing company, and I blow glass, too. I'm not just talking about random shit. I do have things that, you know, I probably should be talking about in here besides aliens. But it's one of those podcasts. It's one of those episodes. Sometimes we have an episode that's heavy on some glass or a subject. And other times, you know, we fall into an alien conversation. And the only reason this happened is because I was talking about weed and the progression of the industry. And then I tried to relate that to the progression of our own technological advancements in modern day society. And how some people will say that they believe it's because of back engineering crashed materials from outer space. And I was like, maybe the weed industry developed really quick over the last 15, 20 years, but I don't think it was aliens. That's where the alien thing came from. Just catching everybody up, you know, if you don't remember. Didn't just randomly talk about aliens. It just kind of happened. Just kind of happened. I am excited for this Patreon event, though. It seems like a lot of the same folks are coming out. We kept it, like, the same size, but we got more room this year. It's going to be fun. And then next year will be even bigger, I think, and better. But this year's going to be fucking super sick. I'm trying not to get too far ahead of myself. I've been fucking burning myself so much recently, dude. Like, and I don't know what it is. Like, I, like, hit my hand with a hammer the other day a couple times. Like, I've been just fucking my shit up. And, like, not enough where, like, I can't work or take care of my kid or enjoy my day. but enough where like I'm like constantly walking around with like hurt. I'm like, oh, this part of my body's fucked up right now. But maybe that's just being grown up, which is pretty cool. I like being a grown up sometimes. I think a lot of times recently, the wife and I have been feeling a little like, whoa, this is like a lot to maintain and manage, and just all the responsibilities, making sure we're like calling everyone, doing all the things and paying things on time, just doing all that. Like, I think that like you have moments as an adult where that shit like catches up to you and you're like, whoa, like this is a lot. I just want to stop doing everything. And we definitely have those days where we're like, fuck, dude, I just want to like stop doing everything. This is so much. But actually, I don't even have days like that. I don't even dedicate a full day. I have a moment like that every once in a while. But I feel like the boss lady has been feeling extra overwhelmed lately because it's just so much to do and manage. But that's running a business, you know? It's not going to be easy all the time. Oftentimes, it's extremely challenging. And when you do enjoy it is when you reminisce on how much you've like been through or overcome. Dude, where's my hash, though? I'm so confused. Did I knock the hash off? Didn't I take a dab? Oh, it's hiding. Thanks, Aja. Take a dab, some candy cake. Whoa. Telling you, extra clumsy lately. You know, it could be the lack of sleep and all the hash. That could be, you know, directly correlated to the clumsiness lately. All right. A little candy cake here from Green Dot. Whoa. Oof. Wow. Really like like Grease Monkey Terps, like I don't know if any of you tried Grease Monkey back in the day from Exotic. It was a Gorilla Glue 4 cross with they're, oh no, I can't even think of it right now. It's such a famous strain, at least to me, and I'm blanking on it. Cookies and Cream. Yeah, the Cookies and Cream. Man, that's what that is. That's like Cookies and Cream Terps. Mmm. Man, that candy cake. Immediately. That's like definitely more on the indica end. I feel it immediately, just like, whoa, heavy. Heavy terps. Wow. And through the terp hammer, just so direct and the way it delivers it and everything too, it's just feel like you're smoking a fucking like bowl or something, you know, just sitting on your fucking porch ripping a bowl, but it's actually like a little water bub. Oh man, that is good. That was crazy good. We gotta do some terp hammers for like proxies, because I've had a lot of people ask for that. It's just gotta do it. Man, wow, holy shit. So strong, too. That was great. Man, you guys ever do that? You guys ever just do some hash? Fuck. Wow, okay. Well, I'm excited to see all the hash we're gonna have for the event, too. Like, I'm excited to see what the dispensaries are bringing, because all of it is supplied, so it's all, like, legally donated from a dispensary and then distributed from the dispensary. So it's all done the appropriate way so that it's regulated and good, but we're going to have lots of it. And I'm excited to see the flavors and stuff they bring. Last year, they had crazy good stuff this year. They've already shown me a couple things. I'm just like, fuck, dude, like we smoked so much. We smoked like almost 140 grams of hash in like 3 or 4 hours. Like it was disgusting, dude. It was ridiculous. And there was probably like, I mean, basically, like, because I don't think even everyone that was there was even really smoking. There was people there that were just, like, there with their friend that bought a ticket that was smoking. They were just there hanging out. The people who weren't smoking were just stoned just from being in the room because it was, like, so smoky. It was insane. We have 18-foot ceilings, too, dude. Like, still, people were like, holy fuck, just being in here is getting me stoned. I'm like, I know, right? It's sick. Oh, man. I'm excited to see everyone. I can't believe how quick this came up, dude. I haven't had time to make a ton of glass for any of this stuff. Like, I have a drop this weekend. It's going to be a small one, and then I'll have a small drop at that. But it's because I've been putting a lot of time into, like, building our facility and trying to make a nice space for us to work in and learn and also provide classes for people. And there's, I have a lot of ambitions and dreams around this industry, and I ain't stopping no matter what some of these knuckleheads are saying lately. It's like, I'd say one thing to like a lot of these glass boards. I'm like, dude, even if like, it doesn't help if you're like posting stuff saying like how, you know, the industry's collapsing or whatever's happening in your perspective. Like, what's better is just like show people that what you enjoy and make your work and put it out there. Like, most of the time people open up their phones these days and they see something shitty on the news or something negative or someone being shitty on the internet. So the last thing they want to see from someone that's an artist they might enjoy is them also in that same headspace. Or it's like, even if we all feel like that, if you're going to post something on the internet, just fucking post something cool. Post something that you think is sick, you know, and fuck it. Like, just keep that positive thing going. I've been there before, believe me. I've posted so much stuff where I probably look like a baby. But I'm trying to save you guys time and energy, and don't do that. Don't do that. Because it's normal to feel bad for yourself a little bit, feel a little bit like a baby, but don't get trapped in that victim mentality because it just hurts you. It sucks. It's no bueno. No bueno at all. Man, that fucking... Goddamn, that candy cake. I've been smoking a lot of that lately. And I've really been liking this N2O Diesel, which is the Rainbow Belts in Rapture. So it's like sour diesel, Skittles kind of terps. It's really awesome. Take a dab on that on this micro. Yeah, I've been like back on my shit trying to get fucking prepped for this event, trying to smoke a little extra hash. Like I said, I think I've been a little extra clumsy lately because one or two too many dabs. But that's all part of conditioning. Sometimes when you're conditioning for like maybe an ultra marathon or like maybe like some sort of like triathlon or something, sometimes you gotta eat a little more, drink a little more water than you necessarily want to. It makes you feel bloated and stuff, but you're trying to build muscle. This is what I'm doing. I'm conditioning. So maybe I got a little couple too many terps in there and I'm just getting a little bit, you know, a little clumsy, but it's just because my conditioning is really intense and it's a lot of work and sometimes it gets the best of me. But that doesn't mean I'm going to quit. You know, little improvements each day. One extra dab each day. And then I'll be ready to smoke weed with my internet friends on 710. Know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. Shit's so loud. We'll also have ISO jars at the event. A bunch of different things you wouldn't normally see on the website, too. Which is like fun to be able to, even if you're not trying to buy something, just come in to be able to see certain things in person, feel the function, and like pick our brains about stuff. Like, if you're someone who's just interested, like, it's definitely worth checking out in that sense too. Even if you don't even smoke, if you just want to see something crazy, if you want to see things that you didn't even think you'd see, just, you know, total disregard for the terps. Like, if, not everyone, there's definitely going to be people being respectful to them. But there's going to be things that happen that are like, that seemed like wasteful. And I'm like, it was. And it is. But that's what it is. We're just having fun. You know, just, we're just, you know, we're adults trying to have fun in these crazy times. And it's good fun, too. That's the thing last year. Everyone was so chill and respectful. It was just a good time. Chill people. Even at the end of the night, there was people like being like, oh, dude, you guys want help picking up? And we're like, sure. You know, some people hung out, just helped us pick up some things. It was just easy, and I really hope that's what it is this year, too. That's why we kept it the same size. We talked about possibly going bigger, but I was like, I just don't have it. Let's just keep it chill. Like, I don't want too many people. I just want to, you know, a handful of homies. I want them to come try out some glass and taste all these terps with me, you know, and have some fun. And then, you know, we're definitely going to do... something in November too, because last year we did this like Black Friday kind of like event at the shop. It was a random pop-up. We only promoted it, I think, for 2 days, and had a lot of people show up, and we had glass available for like 20-30% off certain pieces or certain things. Like, we had a bunch of like Black Friday deals in the shop. Probably do that again this year. do some sort of little special Black Friday drop for people, in-person pop-up. But that's why I got this space, so that I could do, like, little pop-ups and fun things like that. Just got to do it all right, though, is the thing. But yeah, let's get into some of this N2O diesel. Man, there was one time back in the day when I was growing weed, I used to, like, this is probably in, like, 2010 as well. There's a lot of the things that happened were, like, between 2009 and 2003, or through 2013. But, like, 2010 was quite an eventful year. No, this was actually probably 2011 or 12. This is probably not 2010. Because this was probably, like, a year or two before I went to Colorado. But either way, I was growing in, like, one house. And it was my parents' house at the time. And I was curing the flower at my house, which I had to, so I would basically like grow all these plants, cut them all down, and then transport them while they were wet still to my place and like hang them in my drying area, which was my living room. And just like have like hemp strings from like across the whole living room with just like weed plants hanging. And I remember this one time I was, like, in there. I had just taken a dab. I had, like, so much weed, like, hanging. I was, like, the only thing I hated about doing that was it made my house smell really fucking, like, weed. And it made the... I didn't really live in a neighborhood, but it was, like, kind of a country road. But there were houses around, like, close enough. Like, I could see some neighbors, but we weren't, like, super close. Like, But the smell was, like, super strong. And I would go outside, like, fuck. And then I remember sitting at the kitchen table, and then all of a sudden I see, like, a sheriff pull into my driveway, and my house was only like 20 feet from the road. It was like super close to the road. It wasn't like dropped back like all the other ones, because my house was an old two-car garage that was we turned into a house. And I remember I saw him pull in the driveway, and then I was like, oh fuck. And I got instant anxiety, because I'm like, I'm in New York, this is bad, this is not good. And then so then I go to my front door, and I look out like the little eyelet window, and I see down the road, I see another police car down the road with its lights on. I was like, okay, so there's one in my driveway, one blocking that way, and then I go to the other side of the house and look, and there's two more down the other way of the road. And I was like, okay, so the whole road's blocked off. And then I see two more pull up across the street. So there's many cops, all their lights are on, and they're all chilling surrounding my house. I was like, oh, this is it then. This is it. You know, they smell the fire. And I waited for about 2 hours, and then one by one, they started leaving. And I was like, okay, I don't know what just happened, but that was, like, scary. And I was like, maybe they decided, you know what, we got him scared, boys. That was enough. Punishment enough. He didn't even yield that much this crop. He didn't do that great, you know? And then I go to my neighbor's house later that evening, and I was like, what was with all the cops on the road here? And he's like, oh, yeah, one of our neighbors flipped his car coming down the hill and then ran, and they were waiting for him to come out of the woods because they were assuming he was going to come out of the woods and go to his house right next door to you. So they parked in your driveway, and all the road blocked it all off so that he could only come out like right there because he was drinking and driving. And they were trying to catch him while he was still drunk so they could, you know, basically book him for drinking and driving. But I guess he never came out of the woods. Motherfucker just found a spot and just hid. And eventually he definitely came out of the woods. I saw him later that night, and I was like, you good? Yeah, man. So many things, dude. Like, there were so many times, like, when I was, like, growing, and I was never even growing and really making money from it. I was so obsessed with terps and the genetics. I loved the genetics and collecting them, and I loved how different each plant would grow and smell, and I'd love to have friends over and have them see, like, a really well-grown weed plant, be able to, like, smell it and see how it's growing in person and stuff like that. To me, it was, like, sharing a really cool experience and experiment, you know, like, showing people, like, oh, yeah, check out this plant, like, what this one smells like. And I just thought, like, I looked at the weed plants almost like fucking Pokemon cards, dude. I was like, damn, this one's a rare holographic right here. I just popped this whole seed pack, and I got this one rare one in here. This, check this genetic. This is plushberry pheno number 7. This is that, like, strawberry, like, cream pheno. Like, I don't know, dude. There's, like, so many things, like, I was so obsessed with the weed. And then glass definitely took my focus from that. Nowadays, I just look for whatever's the gassiest. I'm like, I want something to smell like gasoline when I open the jar. That's all I want to smoke. Just if it smells like gasoline, that's what I'm smoking. But man, back in the day, I was definitely all about all the different variations of the terps. And but don't get me wrong, I'll smoke all different terps all day. But if like I was stuck on an island, and I couldn't have anything but one thing to smoke, it would be just like any just something gassy, dude. Just please, nothing purple or fucking berry or none of that shit. Even though I used to grow a lot of it, I think that's what it is. When you had a lot of something, you kind of get used to it or over it. Yeah. But at the same time, if I was stuck on any island and had any weed, I'd be like, hell yeah, bro, this is sick. I'd see that as like a silver lining, no matter what, even if it was grapey shit. I don't think I'd be that upset. But this N2O diesel, this is good. It's like a sour diesel Skittle. Warm this up. Take a little dab. I'm very excited to share this 12-footer. You guys will probably see that before this episode even comes out. Definitely going to do some sort of dab video on it or something. I just don't know. I'm either going to have to make like a 12 or 13 foot dabber, or like I'm going to have someone help me. But oftentimes I do these dab videos when the guys aren't around, because I don't want to be like distracting like while they're trying to work and stuff. So I try to do these dab videos like really early in the morning and there's no one around. So like I'm probably going to have to make a really long dabber. Or, you know what, I think I have some connects. My parents brought my old connects from New York. I probably could build a crane with, like, a lowering mechanism that I could lower the dab down to the bottom of the 12-foot bong and, like, put the dab right into it, into the nail. Because I got nails that are really wide. I have nails that are, like, 50 mil wide. I could probably throw a dab in it from 12 feet up, honestly. Or a fishing pole. Why don't I even build a crane, dude? A fishing pole with the dab on it, dude. I fucking get a titanium hook. They probably sell titanium hooks for fishing. I bet you for like saltwater fish, like catching them biggins. I bet you they got them titanium hooks out there, bro. I'm about to get a titanium hook and I'll fucking fish it down to the nail. I'll have to figure out how I'm gonna cap it too. That's gonna be a whole nother thing, dude. I don't even know. Well, I guess if it's already capped, if it's a Slurpee, I could lower it down onto my big Slurpee. I do have a giant Slurpee. I could totally do that. How cool would that be? You know what I mean? And then I'll remind everyone I'm 34. And, you know, fuck, dude. I'm just growing up, and I'm still this kid. Little baby. In my mind. I mean, I still know I have a lot of growing up to do. I'm not that old. But still, it's weird. I meet other 34-year-olds, and I'm like, oh, dude, my mind is in a way different place than you. I'm, like, trying to figure out how I'm going to, like, dab on my 12-foot bong. You're trying to figure out like whatever, like taxes or politics or something. I have no idea. Like I'm not even there yet, dude. I don't want to be there. The problems I want to solve are, how do I get my dab onto the bottom of this 12-foot bong? That's, if I can solve those types of problems, if that's, you know, where my time is, then that's living good. You know what I mean? I hate when life gets real and you have to solve those real problems. Of course, it feels great when you overcome them, but fuck, dude. The in-between, when you're, like, in it and trying to survive and solve them, fuck that. Mm-mm. I don't even want to learn it anymore. I'm fully learnt. I don't want no more lessons, dude. Fully lessoned up. Over it. But that's when the universe is going to throw me a lesson, so I better chill the fuck out and not say that too loud. You know, like 30, 40 years ago, people would say, instead of universe, they'd say like God or something. You know what I mean? Nowadays, people would be like, oh, the universe. I don't know if the universe this or universe that. I wonder what people say in 100 years. Maybe they'll start worshiping cat dog by then. They'll be like, you know, cat dog probably did this to me. It's probably cat dog. Oh, you know why that? Your car broke down? Cat dog has a plan for you, sir. Like, that's... that's where I hope things go. Maybe if I manifest it, do and believe in manifestation, I can believe in cat dog becoming a religious effigy or something. I don't know. Again, I've been smoking a lot of hash, so those types of thoughts creep in. Not productive, but they are thoughts. Whoa. All right. Oh. I don't know if anyone remembers the show Cat Dog. I'm sure some of you are old enough to remember that one. That was such a quite the show. Cartoons nowadays are also pretty wild too. Like some of the shit my kid watches. I'm like, okay, you guys got your weird cartoons like we had. We had some weird shit back in the day. Fucking, what was that other one? Like Real Monsters or something? I forget. Just, I remember the guy that would hold his eyeballs and have his stinky armpits. Man, so many fun shows. But yeah, either way, wow. That O2O Diesel, I think, finished me. That was it. I'm questioning that, doing that dab back to back. I think I'm done, dude. I'm done smoking weed for at least a half hour, dude. I'm over this, bro. Like, I'm over it, dude. This fucking conditioning is kicking my ass. I'm not, you know, dude, this is what I mean. Sometimes I feel like quitting because I'm like, this shit's so hard, dude. Just trying to get good enough to smoke hash with my friends, dude. I'll be ready, guys. I'll be ready by the event. I'll be ready to do whatever I'm going to do. But yeah, this is fun. Episode 150. This is the end of it, but make sure you check out bmsclass.com. Also, go to the Patreon if you want to come to the event. That's how you get access to the tickets, is through that, because it is a private event. It's kind of how we have to do these things to work with the dispensaries and all that stuff. It has to be a private event. God, all the legal stuff is so goofy. But either way, make sure you check that out. We do have a Sunday sale today, the day this comes out, Sunday the 30th. Gonna have RBRs, some full color, I'm gonna have a handful of full color RBRs in different variations, two different signature series RBRs. I'll have some full color peaks, and then I'll have some clear stuff available too. We also have a big drop landing at Smoke ATX any day now. So if you're in the Austin, Texas area and you're looking to get some, we'll have a nice variety of our full clear line. Just like this, they're getting the clear micros, clear mini doubles, all the different clear stuff I make. They're getting all the things. But man, thank you so much, everybody. Hope you have an awesome day. Hope you check out everything I just said. Hope you made it this far. I'm fucking so stoned. I'm so stoked everybody's here today. I'm gonna have to talk to everybody, and I'm not ready. This is what it is. I never feel ready to talk to everybody. But yeah, you guys have a good day. I'm ready to talk to you guys. This is fun. It's chill. All right, bye everybody. That fucking Entico Diesel. A hair warm, not hot. Tasted great. But when it's a hair warm, it's like so much stronger, dude. It's like...